Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of the heart of man. Remember the fact that the heart of man is that inner man, the hidden man of the heart. We're to love God with all of our heart and all of our soul. Our heart is different from our soul. And we talked about from Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, where Ezekiel prophesied, "A new heart will I give you, and a new heart will I put within you. The new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you." The new spirit is the spirit of Jesus Christ that we get when we're born again. Then we receive the Holy Spirit. He's the my spirit that he puts within us in verse 27, and he dwells in our spirit. There is no evil, there is no negative, there is no doubt or anything in our spirit where the Holy Spirit is dwelling exactly. At the same time, we also get a new heart. The new heart is the link between our spirit and our soul. And it is what we believe in. It is of the heart and of the spirit in the sense that it's going to release spiritual power. But it is not the same as the spirit because you can have evil in your heart. You can have doubt in your heart. And it is important that we guard and keep the word in our heart and protect it from negative influences in it. Now remember, the heart is called the hidden man of the heart, the inner man on the inside. And this is to be strengthened with the word of God. The Bible talks about putting off the old man and putting on the new man, which is going to be renewed in the Word of God, in the knowledge of God. Now, we pointed out why the heart is so important, because we believe with our heart. That's where the Word is sown in us. Of course, God looks on the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. We also saw the fact that the Lord, He looks to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards Him. So our heart is very important. And of course, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew 12:34. We looked at all these scriptures in previous broadcasts. It is important that you keep your heart right before God and have the Word of God in it. Don't let negatives get into that heart. Otherwise, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. It's important that we keep the words in our mouth and the word in our heart to be acceptable in His sight. In fact, Proverbs 4 talks about keeping our heart with all diligence, guarding our heart. Now, we've talked about what we do with our heart. With our heart, we understand the Word of God. We can say things in our heart. We ponder the things of God and keep the sayings of God in our heart. We obey from the heart. It's not just from the mind or the will. It is obedience from the heart that produces fruit. When we worship God, we make melody in our heart to the Lord. We are to consider, keep, and do the statutes of the Word of God with our heart as well as with our soul, which is our will, intellect, and emotions. We perceive things with our heart. We serve God with our heart. We trust the Lord with all of our heart. For you see, our heart is what retains the Word of God, as the Word is laid up in store in our heart to be kept there. We also learn to study how to answer, and our heart teaches our mouth what to say. Proverbs 16:23, your heart is to teach your mouth. If you don't let your heart teach your mouth, then you probably speak a bunch of negative things, and you'll speak things that are not from the wisdom that comes from what is in your heart of the Word of God. It is important that we apply our heart for instruction and to teach our mouth to speak forth what God wants and not to speak negativism. Now, we've been talking about the effect of the Word in our heart in the last broadcast. Jeremiah 15:16, thy words were found and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. God's Word We got to get into it. You got to study it. If you seek after it, you'll find. And when the words are found, when revelation, understanding comes to you, it says, I did eat them. I received them. Anytime when you see something being eaten, it's being taken within and digested. And so we're going to receive God's word. We're going to receive it as it is, the word of truth. It's going to be written in us, and we're going to meditate upon it. We're going to keep it in us. We're going to digest it as such. And what happens when God's word comes to you? Thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. God's word produces joy and rejoicing in your heart. If you haven't seen that in your life, that's because you haven't spent much time in the word. If you're really studying the word, the word is going to produce a joy and a rejoicing on the inside of you. In Proverbs 14:13, it says, wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding. As you get the word in you and you get the understanding, God will impart wisdom. Many people, they've heard a lot of things about the word, but they don't have wisdom in their heart. This comes from a heart that has received the word, that has received the understanding as the Holy Spirit opens the eyes of your understanding, and then wisdom is imparted into your heart. And this wisdom then can direct your paths. In Psalms 119, verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. You need to get God's word in your heart. It's the words in your heart. And staying in the midst of your heart, you won't sin against the Lord. You won't miss the mark. You got to keep the word in your heart, because the word in your heart is going to be directing your steps. Remember, the devil comes to try to take the word out. And if you have the word in your heart, it will be bringing forth the inward intentions and thoughts and reasonings and desires and motivations to do the things of God. But if you yield to the devil's temptation, he'll take the word out of your heart, and then you sin against the Lord. Keep the word in your heart and do what it says, and then you will not sin against him. We also saw Proverbs 2, where it talks about when wisdom enters into your heart, knowledge is pleasant to your soul. You see, wisdom comes into your heart from the Lord. This is because he takes the word, he's writing it upon your heart. Proverbs 3:3 says he writes them on the table of thine heart. In the last broadcast, we were talking about this, the conclusion of the broadcast. And in Hebrews 8:10, it says, for this is the covenant that I'll make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I'll put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I'll be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. God is taking his word, and he's writing it in two places in you. He's writing it in your heart, and he's writing it in your mind. What's going to happen? Then he'll be able to be a God to you, and you'll be a people to him. See, God's word in your heart is going to produce the fruit of the word of God in your life. As you believe in your heart, you're going to confess, but then release the power of God coming forth from the word in your heart. It's important also to have the word in your mind so that you will think in line with God's word and choose his ways and not yield to the devil's temptations. Remember, the battleground with the devil is in the mind. He comes to try to get the negatives into your mind, get you to go contrary to the word. And if he can come through your mind, he will get to your heart. That's a gate, a doorway into your heart. This is why the word is to be written in your heart and in your mind. And you're to guard or protect your heart, as it says in Proverbs 4:23, guard and protect your heart with all diligence. Now, as the word's in our heart and the word's in our mind, then God's going to be a God to us. And we will be one of his people because we will walk in his ways. Now, in Hebrews 10:16, it says, this is the covenant that I'll make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I'll put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. As we look at these two scriptures together, Hebrews 8:10 and Hebrews 10:16, he takes the word and writes it and puts it in our heart, and writes it and puts it in our mind. Now, 2 Peter 1:19 says we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. That's Jesus through the word of God. We need to receive the word, take heed to it, and then he will arise in our heart, and we will see the manifestation of the fruit of the word of God in our life. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 says that we are the epistle of God written in our hearts. And what are we written with? Not in the Old Testament. Remember, they wrote it on the tables of stone. We are the epistle of Christ ministered by us, as it says, or others who are ministering the Word of God, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. God is taking His Word, and He is writing it in your heart. See, that's one of the great things about the New Covenant over the Old Covenant. The Old Covenant, remember, the Word was written on the tables of stone. But where is it written in the New Covenant? It is written in our heart, because we have a new heart that can receive the Word of God. Psalms 37, verse 31, the law of His God is in His heart. None of His steps shall slide. What a tremendous promise. If you have the Word of God in your heart, it's going to direct your steps. None of His hearts shall slide. We're not going to miss the mark. We're not going to miss God. We're going to walk in the ways of God if we keep the Word in our heart. That tells you if someone is sliding, they're not walking in the ways of the Lord, they don't have the Word in their heart. Or if they had it at one time, the devil has come and taken it out of their heart, and no wonder they're sliding in the wrong direction and not walking in God's ways. Psalms 40, verse 8, I delight to do Thy will, O my God, yea, Thy law is within my heart. When the Word is in your heart, it is going to give you the thoughts, the motivation, the desire, the intention to do the will of God. In fact, He says, I delight to do Thy will. You'll have strong desire and a delight to do the will of God when the Word is in your heart. Praise God. It's important to get that Word in you. 2 Corinthians 4, 6 says, God commanded the light to shine out of darkness. And what has His Word done? It shined in our hearts. What does it do? It gives the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This Word is alive. It's shining in your heart. It brings knowledge. In fact, Hebrews 4:12 says the Word of God is quick. It's alive. It's powerful. It is full of power, sharper than any two-edged sword. And it pierces to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, the joints and marrows, the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. God wants you to get the Word in you, to have that Word dwelling in you continually. Praise God. Remember, it's where the Word is sown, and as the Word is in you, it is going to be producing fruit in your life. But you got to guard your heart. You got to watch that the devil doesn't come and take it out of your heart. Very important that we get this Word in us. Remember, over in Luke 24:32, it said when they were hearing the Word, it said, did not our heart burn within us while He talked with us by the way, while He opened to us the Scriptures? God's Word is going to produce that. In fact, when God's Word comes to you, it even brings conviction. It pricked their heart, brought them to the place of conviction. Get God's Word in your heart. It will lead you in the ways of the Lord. The effect of the Word will be for you to walk in fellowship with the Lord. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.